Welcome everybody to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Fantasy football, it's over, but football never ends, much like war. And we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, LIV, I believe, and that spells, of course, in Roman numerals, it spells 54. So let's talk about it. First of all, Chris, before we get to our actual topic, surprised, 49ers and the Chiefs. Here we are, Andy Reid got a team to the Super Bowl, and the 49ers, I think that it's safe to say they were a pretty long shot before the season started, and they could end this thing with a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really surprised. I mean, obviously, if you asked me at the beginning of the season, I would have said the Chiefs have a good chance coming off the AFC Championship game. I probably wouldn't have even been anywhere near the Niners, but once the playoffs started, I had Chiefs-Saints. Didn't work out, but once the Saints got eliminated, then I had Chiefs Niners. I felt like once the Saints were out, the Niners were clearly the best team in the NFC, and I think the last 2 weeks proved that.
Yeah, I know we talked about this before the playoffs started. If you checked out our episode where we talked about building that playoff lineup, and I think overall our picks are pretty good, but yeah, I think we were both in that same boat. We saw 49ers Saints, that was pretty much going to determine the NFC, and I think we kind of gave the edge to the Saints. That obviously didn't work out. 49ers, man, I'm telling you, if you believe that defense wins championships, then obviously you're going with them, right? You think that they've got the edge because they've got a good pass rush and been solid all year, especially the run defense. But, of course, it's kind of hard not to look at Mahomes and that offense and think they're just going to keep doing what they're doing, especially the way they've been rolling in the playoffs. But we're going to get to that. So what we're going to do is talk about some prop bets because – I mean, that's what the Super Bowl is all about these days. It's basically commercials and betting, right? I mean, who cares who wins? So fantasy is pretty limited. You're going to do your thing in DFS, right? DK or FanDuel or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, how does that work? How do they do one game?
You know, I'm not a fan of the one game slates. Never have been. That's why we're not doing a show on that. It's a lot more fun anyways to do these prop bets, isn't it? Because you're analyzing these individual things. I mean, you can go as deep as you want to this, right? And I mean, I'll tell you right now, because we're going to cover as much as we can. There's millions of prop bets out there. I mean, you can talk about how long the national anthem is, how many commercials there are, who's going to, you know, kick the first field goal, how long the first punt's going to be. I mean, it goes on forever. But lucky for you, we've curated this list. We're going to give you just the best content, and we're going to pick our most interesting prop bets and give you our take on them. So here we go, Chris. You ready for Super Bowl edition of betting strategy?
I am. I'm fired up. Let's go.
Here we go. All right. Here it is. By the way, one day we're going to look back on this and we're going to remember the days before the Super Bowl was annual matchup between the Dolphins and the Redskins, because it's coming back, right? 80s are coming back in style for everything. Why not football, right? Why not have like 83, 84, you know?
Yeah, can't wait for like a, you know, 10-7 Super Bowl between the Dolphins and the Redskins where, you know, the Redskins only touchdown is a blocked field goal.
Oh, come on. They're going to light it up. It's going to be Tua versus Haskins.
I mean, right? If we're going back to the 80s, that's how it's got to be, right?
Well, that's true.
That's how football was in the 80s. You just run the ball 50 times and hope you score a touchdown and the other team doesn't. That was football in the 80s.
Sometimes I miss those days. Sometimes. It's a lot more interesting for fantasy football, though, the way it is now. But let's talk about some bets here. So here we go. And we have to start. Let's just start with a big one, right? Here it is. Who is going to be the MVP of the Super Bowl? And now one disclaimer before we get into our picks and kind of run down the list here. We're not going to display necessarily all the odds, and we'll talk about it. But you know that, first of all, it depends where you go, right, where you're looking. You know, these odds are going to change. We still got a week and a half before the game actually kicks off. All right. So you might see different figures, different places, different times, depending when and where. All right. But this is what we have as of right now. And my source is Bovada, right? Obviously Vegas. So let's get to it. And no surprise, the favorite as of right now is Pat Mahomes, plus 110. Right after him, you got Jimmy G, right? The other quarterback, plus 275. This is interesting. And let's take a trip back to memory lane since we're reminiscing. Let's remember what it was like preseason 2019 NFL season. And let's try to imagine a world where Raheem Mostert was third in line as favorite for Super Bowl MVP. Just let that just...
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, so Raheem Mostert comes in third, plus 450. Then George Kittle, and then we got Nick Bosa. Interesting, tied with Kittle. Same odds. Could be a defensive player, never know. It's been a defensive player two out of the last 6 years, actually. Had Von Miller and Malcolm Smith. Then we got Kelce plus 2,000, Tyreek Hill plus 2,000, Damian Williams plus 3,000, Deebo Samuel plus 3,000, Richard Sherman is plus 5,000, Sammy Watkins right there with him, and so on and so on. And it ends with, of course, your favorite, the kicker. Harrison Butker, if you want to go for the real long shot, maybe a kicker is going to win him. If you want to bet on it, you can. All right, Harrison Butker at plus 12,500. So,
no, don't do that.
Don't do that. Who are you going with, first of all, and what's the smart bet, second of all?
Well, obviously, it's more than likely going to be Mahomes or Jimmy G. So, generally, a quarterback wins these awards. The winning quarterback wins the awards. I do find it interesting if you look at, you know, you have Mahomes, and then you have four 49ers immediately after that. But Vegas has the Chiefs as a favorite. Makes you think maybe Vegas thinks the Niners are going to win this game because, right? But they know that a lot of the public is going to like the Chiefs, so make the public pay a little premium to bet on the Chiefs. But betting on Patrick Mahomes, okay, yeah, if the Chiefs win, he's probably going to win the MVP, but it's a plus 110 bet. Like, what's the point? I don't mind the Jimmy G bet too much because chances are if the Niners win, he will be the MVP. I also really like Nick Bosa at plus 1,000 because if you think about the 49ers have the exact type of offense that could win the game and lead to a defensive MVP, right? If this is a game where Mostert, you know, just has maybe 60, 70 yards and a touchdown, Jimmy G doesn't do a lot through the air, maybe Nick Bosa has, you know, a couple sacks, an interception, a fumble recovery, something like that, he could definitely win the MVP. And then I also like either – the receiver for the Chiefs who shall not be named, or Sammy Watkins, if you really want to go deep. Because outside of quarterbacks, it usually either comes down to a defensive player or a wide receiver.
True. Now,
and I definitely don't like any of the running backs. Who's the last running back to win a Super Bowl MVP, do you know?
The last running back? Like I said, the last few years, you had two defensive players. But nine of the last 13 have been quarterbacks. And you're right that running backs haven't won it much recently. I'm trying to think who would be the last one.
You go way back on this one.
I don't know. I would say like Marcus Allen with the Raiders or something.
Terrell Davis. Yes, Terrell Davis in 1998. So if you're betting on Raheem Mostert or Damian Williams, you're really gambling.
Yeah, okay, so Raheem Mostert, regardless of where, you know, the way he came in, the preseason, all that, not smart because, first of all, you're just basically going with recency bias. You're saying, look what he did last game. He's going to do it again. Okay, not necessarily. Tevin Coleman, right, injured himself this last game. He might be back. We don't know. But still, Breed is there also. It's not guaranteed that Mostert is going to get that same amount of work. Now, the Chiefs do have terrible run defense, right, and they have had all year. So it does make sense that Mostert would have a good game. But like you said, the chances he'll be MVP, I don't know. That's a little tough for me to swallow. And I would rather go a little farther. Now, here's the other thing. We know that Mahomes, obviously the best chance to win it. What's the point, right? If you're going to bet on the guy who's going to give you zero return, basically, on what you're betting, there's no point. So try to get somewhere in the middle. You're not obviously going to want to bet on Sammy Watkins either. So to me... I think that I would probably go with one of the tight ends, which is kind of a long shot, I know. But if you look at what Travis Kelce, he didn't do much last game, right? But what did he do before that? Do you remember that 3-touchdown game? He pretty much carried that offense in that game when they had that comeback. So here's the thing, though. There has never been a tight end who's been Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never happened. But have we ever had tight ends like this era, we've had the big three. We've never had tight ends breaking records, I mean, like they're doing.
We had Gronk in many Super Bowls, and he never won an MVP.
This is true. But
And I actually do like Sammy Watkins as an MVP dark horse long shot pick, because here's the thing. If the 49ers put a lot of emphasis on Tyreek Hill and Watkins ends up with, you know, a couple long touchdown grabs or something, the chance is there. Because, again, we do see receivers. Quarterbacks generally are going to get it. But at plus 5,000, I mean, I don't think it's a horrible bet. I definitely like it better than betting on Patrick Mahomes, even though Patrick Mahomes has a much greater chance of winning the MVP. Yeah, like you said, you're not getting any return.
Right, right. So, obviously, it depends who you got winning the game. But you know what? For me, my money, I kind of leaning towards the Chiefs in this. I know probably before the playoffs started, I might have said Niners, but I kind of think offense is going to take over, which is, you know, it could happen, because look at the 49ers. They've been putting up points, right? And they've also had some games, even though obviously they can shut you down, they've had some games where they gave up points, all right? It's not like they're always shut down defense. So I think that in this game, offense will take over. I think I'd probably go with Kelce if I had to bet. That's my pick. But gun to your head, who you're taking then? Your one pick would be who?
My one pick would be Nick Bosa. If I was gonna pick a Chief that wasn't Mahomes, I'd pick that one receiver, and it would destroy me if he won the MVP. And I don't even know if I'd be able to cash my ticket. Personally, I'd probably just rip it up and throw it out anyways.
That would be
my pick. Not Watkins, the other one.
I don't know. But so you wouldn't do that. You would go with the other one. You'd just pick Watkins out of spite, right? So spite the other guy.
I'd pick Watkins to me is more of like, you know what? I'm getting incredible odds, and there's a path to it. Right? If the 49ers say, look, we're just going to shut down that guy, and Watkins is running free all game and ends up with, you know, some crazy 150-yard, 3-touchdown day. Of course, the problem with that is that if he does, it's probably going to go to Mahomes anyways.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Which is why I like Bosa a lot at plus 1,000, because A, you're getting great odds, and B, again, you look at the Niners offense, like they could win this game with – I don't expect Mostert's going to have a game similar to what he had last week if he's going to get the MVP. Right, he's gonna have to have some like 200-yard, multiple touchdown type of game. Not gonna happen, more than likely. Jimmy G, probably not gonna throw for, you know, 300 plus yards and multiple touchdowns. So I can see this being a game where the Niners win, but there's no one on offense that stands out enough. And if Nick Bosa is a terror on defense, that they say, okay, Nick Bosa is the MVP. So that's why I like the Nick Bosa bet a lot.
Yeah, and I can say if the Niners are gonna win, you assume it's gonna be a low scoring game, ball control. And that's not an offense that goes through one guy. I mean, you think obviously Kittle, but look, what's Kittle done in the playoffs? Surprisingly, he's been like their least effective player. So, yeah, that definitely makes sense. That's our take. Let's move on, though. We got plenty of other props to get to. And let's go on to some of the more specific ones. So talk about Mahomes here. How many passing yards does he come away with? So here's the current odds here. We talk about him and you'd think this is pretty high, but really for Mahomes, I guess it's not. Over 304.5, getting just over 304 yards. All right, so what would you take there, over or the under? And the odds are pretty much even as right now. We've got minus 113 both sides. So 304, what do you think?
I'm taking the over there. I think he's going to have to throw the ball. Like, if they're going to win, he's going to have a good game, a great game, of course. So, I think over here for sure.
So, I've seen some of the experts saying that the smart money here is on the under just because the 49ers pass defense, right? They've been limiting teams, but this isn't any team, right? This is the Chiefs. This is Mahomes. 300 yards is like just a typical game for him, right?
Yeah. And the 49ers defense was incredible earlier in the year, but it hasn't been as good down the stretch. I mean, yes, they look good against the Vikings, but we're talking about the Vikings, and they look pretty good against the Packers, but the Packers were, according to some people, the worst or second worst 13-3 team in NFL history. So it's not like they've played these juggernauts coming up. So, you know, I would take the over here.
And if I remember, didn't Aaron Rodgers still throw for like 346 yards or something like that? So
yeah, exactly. So I like the over here.
Yeah, I agree. Take the over. Let's get to George Kittle. Talked about him. Been very underwhelming. If you took the under on him last couple of games, then you were probably a winner. But this is a Super Bowl. Could be different. So right now, the line for him is over 70 and a half yards. 70.5 for George Kittle. Over or under?
I got to take the under here. Kittle's been, they've been using Kittle to block a lot, and he's really good at it. So why not, right? They've been using him to block a lot. And I, even though I kind of have this feeling that the 49ers are going to throw more than people expect, I still think they're going to rely on that run game as much as they can to keep Mahomes off the field. And that means Kittle is going to be blocking a lot. So I'm going to go under here.
I hear what you're saying. I know. I think that they probably will throw a little bit more than people expect. But again, look at the way they're going to attack this Chiefs defense. It should be through the run because, again, that's the Chiefs' weakness. They're a bottom five run defense. Their pass defense is better than people really expected. And you also have to think, game script, if the 49ers defense is going to do their job and kind of limit the Chiefs, I'm not saying they're going to hold them, you know, down to single digits or anything like that point-wise, but if this isn't a shootout, then you should favor that it's going to be low scoring on the other side too, right? The Niners aren't necessarily going to explode on offense. I don't think this is going to be a route in their favor. So bottom line is I'm agreeing again. I go under. Now, if they go with Mostert, now, obviously this could change. We don't know about Tevin Coleman, kind of up in the air, but let's talk about Mostert. After last week's ridiculous performance, what's the line on him for rushing yards? Right now, I'm almost surprised it's this low. We got 69.5, right? Rushing yards, just rushing yards for Raheem Mostert. Some might say, well, that's obvious over, right? Take the over. Where do you go?
I'm going under here. A couple things. They got back Frank Clark, the Chiefs, and Chris Jones last week, right? Mm-hmm. And it made a big difference. They did pretty good against Derrick Henry. He was not running. He was not breaking off those big chunk yards like he had in the first two games. Also, it's hard to come off a performance like that and do anything, right? Like the Chiefs are ready for Raheem Mostert. The Packers probably were not ready for Raheem Mostert. Obviously, they were not ready for Raheem
Obviously
Mostert.
Obviously not, yeah.
The Chiefs are going to be ready for Raheem Mostert, and I feel like they're going to come up with a defensive plan to do their best to limit him. Plus, like you said, we could have Tevin Coleman in the mix. We could have Matt Breida in the mix. The 49ers are fine mixing guys in and out. I know we saw a ton of Mostert last week, but I think they mix guys in and out. I have to go under here.
And so, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Because this number, 69 here, is just not some arbitrary number. Didn't Derrick Henry last week have exactly 69 yards rushing? I think
that's he had like 20 or 21 carries. I mean, it wasn't like he only got the ball 10 times. They were feeding him the ball. He wasn't moving. He was not moving.
Right, and this, we're talking about the guy who led the NFL in rushing, right? So then
– he had like 180 yards in both playoff games or whatever, right?
That too. Okay, so – if Derrick Henry isn't getting more than 69, is Raheem Mostert? And the obvious answer you'd think would be no. So the smart money is probably to bet on the under for this. I think it's going to be close, probably closer than people think, but I can't see myself betting the over either. What about Damian Williams? Go the other side. Now here's where we're going to flip things a little bit because, yeah, you can bet all these individual. You can bet rushing, receiving, total, whatever. So I want to look at just Damian Williams' total yards because obviously this is a pass-first offense. You're probably going to take the under on rushing yards anyways, but what about total yards? Because Damian Williams is definitely a guy who's going to catch the ball, definitely a guy who could take one to the house, right? So smart money, I would think, would be take the over, period. But how do you feel about 81.5 total yards for Damian Williams?
I'm going under again. Damian Williams, I know last week it's like, oh, he got a good amount of carries. Yeah, because they were running the ball down, you know, in the fourth quarter. They were running out the clock. But when they're in neutral game script, he's not getting carries. He's rarely getting handoffs. So he's going to have to do all his damage through the air. Can he do some damage through the air? Yes. Can he do 81.5 yards of damage through the air? I don't know about that. So I'm taking the under here.
Well, I mean, you said I guess I kind of gave away my answer already. I'm going to take the over on this just because, again, one play away, right? He's going to get some catches. He's a guy who, And again, this number is not random. Last week had 45 yards rushing, 45 yards receiving. Add it up. There's 89.
How many of those rushing yards came in the fourth quarter when they were like
running
out the clock?
And that's probably not the big, I mean, it could be. We don't know. Probably not going to be the case. But again, this is a guy who can be explosive. And I think it might be a game where, I mean, you know, they're not going to necessarily going to have those receivers just running wild through the secondary, right? Richard Sherman's going to do probably his job locking down those guys. So I think they might, out of necessity, have to give Williams maybe more touches than they even want. So to me, I'd rather take the over. All right, now let's talk about points. Moving on here, there's, again, you can go all day with all these players. Here's an interesting one, though. I thought, what if both teams combine to break the Super Bowl record for most points? All right, now, you say that's a little far-fetched, but hey, didn't we just see this happen a couple years ago? We didn't think that Philadelphia and New England were going to go toe-to-toe like that back and forth, okay? And then look at how many points the Niners, who, again, we think run the ball, ball control, right? It's their defense. Okay, so last week the Niners scored 37 points. The Chiefs scored 35. That's a combination of 72, which is pretty close. The Chiefs have scored 86 points in their two playoff games. All right, so it's safe to say they have a good chance that they could go at least 30, maybe 40 points. The Niners have put up some points too. You remember that game against the Saints, right? They blew that number out of the water. So is this a smart bet? Here's the thing. You got better odds here. So the odds of saying no, it's not going to happen, minus 850. If you get yes, it's a plus 450. Is that worth putting money on?
No, I mean, this is not a bet I would make. Because to me, this is like, no way is this going to happen. I mean, that Patriots-Philly game was insane, right? It was just insane, up and down, crazy. I mean, I hope it happens because it means we're going to get treated to an incredible Super Bowl. But I just don't think with the Niners defense and the Niners style of play, yeah, the Chiefs can score and they can score quick. But the Niners are going to, their style of play, slow it down, right? Keep Mahomes off the field. I think that's going to be the problem here. But I would never bet no. Minus 850, like what is even the point of betting that? What's the point of betting that? So I would just not bet either here.
All right, so you're staying away. You're not worth slapping down $20 just to say, hey, maybe I'll make some bread on it. You'd rather just take that money and do something else with it.
I mean, I'd rather just slap $20 on Nick Bosa at plus 1,000.
Oh, there you go. All right.
I feel like you have a better chance of winning MVP than you do of this game being the highest scoring game in Super Bowl history.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can see where this comes from. Like I said, you know, the 49ers have had some high scoring games, but yeah, I would take the under. I would say no, but of course, then what's the point of betting it at all?
Right. But it's fun. It's fun to think about.
Well, of course. Now, speaking of fun, we'll save the fun for a second. One more bet for you. All right, now here's a list that we've procured. If you're going to bet, make a simple bet here before we get into the fun bets. Anytime touchdown score. You could just take a player and pick and say, this guy's going to score a touchdown. That's all you need. Anytime. Doesn't have to be the high score, first score, whatever. Of course, you can find those too. But this list here show you the odds of scoring a touchdown. We got Damien Williams. Actually, surprised. He's the favorite at minus 160.
He was going to be my pick, so.
He was going to be your pick? All right, but so would you take it at those odds, well, or would
before
you rather?
This is before I saw the odds. I thought I just got to pick any player I wanted, but.
Well, you can pick any player, but that's the odds you're getting. So, Williams, I'm a little surprised he's the favorite. Well, the Kelsey's right behind him. Tyreek Hill's right behind him, too, 150. Then you got Mostert. Kittle is even money here. Then you're going to go with longer shots, Debo, Emmanuel Sanders, Tevin Coleman. Don't think I would go with him. And you can go all the way down. I notice it does say Jimmy Garoppolo, Pat Mahomes. Mind you, this isn't passing touchdowns. This is rushing or receiving. All right. Who'd you go with?
What are Debo's odds?
Debo is plus 140.
What is Patrick Mahomes?
And Mahomes is plus 400.
I'd probably throw a bet on Mahomes. The way he's been running lately and using his legs, I could see him running one in.
Hey, I mean, over a guy like, you know, Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson? Would you rather take him at the same odds? No. I don't even know how Darwin Thompson is on here with better odds than any of these guys. Like,
he got like 4 carries last week or something. You never know. Fall into the end zone. No, I like either Debo or Mahomes.
And you know who I think is an interesting pick here? If you're going to go again with a bet like this, go with a longer shot. So yeah. I like a guy like Kyle Juszczyk, because when do they use him? Right, if they use him in the red zone, and that's a guy, you know, they're going to have to get maybe a little cute. And we see these trick plays happen all the time, the playoffs, the Super Bowls, time they pull it out. But Juszczyk is a guy who does score touchdowns once in a while. So at plus 550, that's who I would put money on.
All right. Sneaky. I like it.
Got to be sneaky, right? All right. So here we go. Let's end with, I will call them the fun ones. You guys, you can't even imagine. If you haven't looked this up, you can't even fathom some of the bets that they have on the Super Bowl. Or maybe you can. That's probably, if you're watching this, then you're probably degenerate. But let's go ahead and get to it. I say that lovingly, right? Affectionately. That's what we call each other, our DFS and betting crew. All right. I don't think you're ready for this, but I'm laying on you anyways. The Puppy Bowl. We all know the Puppy Bowl. And fellow dog lover, I know you are just like me. Puppy Bowl. Let's see. Is this already Puppy Bowl 16? It seems like just yesterday when Barkstar and... I'm sorry. All right. So here's the spread. Team Fluff, -7.5. Team Ruff, +7.5. That seems, I really don't know, honestly, how this works in Puppy Bowl. That seems like pretty big spread. Maybe it's not, though. I don't know. Team Fluff, -140, and Team Ruff, it's even odds. Who you got, Fluff or Ruff?
I'm just going to take Team Ruff. I mean, give me the 7.5 points and give me a team named Ruff.
There you go. If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
I don't even know. How do they come up with these odds? I mean, is Team Fluff really that much better? Wow.
That's a great question, which I did absolutely zero research for before putting this on, but I think we had to have Puppy Bowl coverage. And it doesn't stop there. Here we go. Puppy Bowl MVP, and you got two choices here. Is it going to be a male or a female?
I got to go with a female. I always just got to pick the females. Okay.
And the pretty close here, male is -150, female -110. You answered correctly. This was a trap question because if you answered male, then you'd be accused of sexism. So good job.
Yeah.
Avoiding that. All right. Speaking of dogs and commercials, because some people literally just watch for the commercials these days, which is really sad. How many commercials will have dogs in them? And yes, there's odds on this. Is it over 3.5? Or under? And the favorite the odds here are an over. Actually, it's a -120. So over 3.5 dog commercials.
I gotta go with over, and the only reason, I have no idea how many, what the average is or anything, but I just know from whenever we watch TV and a dog comes on the screen, Tank loses his mind and attacks the TV, and it seems to happen every minute. Like, there are dogs in movies. Dogs are everywhere. Like, these people know we all love dogs, so they put them everywhere. So I'm going to have to go over here. I think there's going to be dogs all over the TV.
Absolutely. There's a reason. It's Super Bowl. I mean, come on. Like you said, there's already enough dogs on TV, so you got to take the over. Good job, Tank, defending your home. I like it. It's his castle. He's got to... this one... Oh, okay, no. This can't be for real. I don't even think I can read this. Will Mike Vick tweet about the Puppy Bowl? That's just wrong. That's wrong. The odds, no, is -10,000. Odds are he will not.
Right. That's, but don't bet on this, because
that's not good. All right. Sorry, I apologize for that. All right. We know the halftime show has J-Lo. Of course we do. Now, here's an interesting one. Before we get to her, yes, we're going to end with J-Lo, I promise. How many times will Alex Rodriguez be shown during the halftime show? And it's a simple yes or no almost. It's 0.5. So right now odds are on under. Actually, I'm surprised. -550 that he doesn't make an appearance.
I'm surprised. I mean, I gotta think they're gonna show him at least once.
I would think so.
Especially when she does something overtly sexual and a little uncomfortable, they're gonna have to pan to him to get his reaction, right? So I got to go over on this. I have to.
That's you know,
she's going to do something where she's like grinding on her backup dancer or whatever. You know, she's going to do something like that, right? And they're going to have to pan to him, and he's going to be sitting there all like, oh, okay, that's my wife doing that on national TV for the whole world to see. Yeah, got to be over.
It's got to be over. And that leads to our final question. How do I word this? I guess let me just read the way it is, and I'm not kidding. This is straight from the sportsbook online site. Will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage during the halftime show? In other words, will J-Lo's outfit go too low?
Well, I guess you had what counts as butt cleavage? Like if we see the little bottom, if you see a little bottom of her butt cheek, is that cleavage, or do you have to see like what count, like what is cleave, like what do they count as cleavage?
No, I think it's like, yeah, I'm thinking top, like basically start of a crack, like if there's any crack.
Oh, up at the top?
Yeah.
See, I think if it was like if you saw her butt coming out of her little shorts or something, I would be like, yeah, definitely that's gonna happen. But
that's
up at the top, that's a given. Up at the top, I don't think so, because I don't think that's quite as
so.
It's not really that attractive. Like no one wants to see like your upper butt crack.
Oh, but if you're J-Lo, I mean, so the odds right now: yes, +500; no, -1,000. So I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet no, but I think it's gonna be no. If that's what they're counting as cleavage, like you have to see the upper butt crack, I'm gonna go with no.
Gonna go with no. I think that's the safe bet too. I'd go with no. I there's nowhere to go from there. I mean, that's it. We're ending with
rock bottom.
That's it. And this is what the Super Bowl has become these days. Yes. But there's also a game and there's football to be played, and you know what? If those don't interest you, there's a prop bet for everybody. I guarantee you there'll be something you're willing to bet on. Hopefully this helped you out a little bit, and if not, guarantee you got some inside info on the Puppy Bowl. All right, this does it. But you know what? Just because it's going to be the end of the football season, it's not the end of the Fantasy Bomb. We're here all off season. We've been talking Dynasty already. If you didn't catch our buy or sells, go check those out. And we're going to continue with our coverage all off season long. Talk about rankings, talk about rookies, NFL drafts coming up, guys, before you even know it. So stay tuned. And of course, if you haven't already, hit subscribe. Just do it now. All right. Thanks for watching.